Chapter 126, Words of Counsel. It is in the order of God that the physical as well as the mental power shall be trained, but the character of the physical exercise taken should be in complete harmony with the lessons given by Christ to his disciples. Those lessons should be exemplified in the lives of Christians, so that in all the education and self-training of teachers and students, the heavenly agencies may not record of them that they are lovers of pleasures. This is the record now being made of a large number, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Thus Satan and his angels are laying their snares for souls. They are working upon the minds of teachers and students to induce them to engage in exercises and amusements which become intensely absorbing, and which are of a character to strengthen the lower passions, and to create appetites and passions that will counteract the operations of the Spirit of God upon human hearts. All the teachers in a school need exercise, a change of employment. God has pointed out what this should be: useful, practical work. But many have turned away from God's plan to follow human inventions, to the detriment of spiritual life. Amusements are doing more to counteract the working of the Holy Spirit than anything else, and the Lord is grieved. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. He is on the playground, watching your amusements, and catching every soul whom he finds off guard, sowing his seeds in human hearts, and gaining control of human minds. He is present in every exercise in the schoolroom. Those students who allow their minds to be deeply excited over games are not in the best condition to receive the instruction, the counsel, the reproof, most essential for them. Physical exercise was marked out by the God of wisdom. Some hours each day should be devoted to useful education and lines of work that will help the students in learning the duties of practical life, which are essential for all our youth. There is need of everyone in every school and in every other institution being as was Daniel, in such close connection with the source of all wisdom that he will be enabled to reach the highest standard in every line. The love and fear of God was before Daniel, and conscious of his amenability to God, he trained all his powers to respond as far as possible to the loving care of the great teacher. The four Hebrew children would not allow selfish motives and love of amusements to occupy the golden moments of life. They worked with willing heart and ready mind. This is no higher standard than every Christian youth may reach.